Becoming. Author, Michelle Obama. Through this summary of Becoming, you'll explore different aspects of Michelle Obama's life, starting with her childhood. You'll learn what challenges she faced, what choices she had to make. Most importantly, you'll learn what shaped up the beliefs and the perception she brought along to the White House. Upraising. It was the late 1960s when Michelle's family moved into the second floor of her great-aunt's house on the south side of Chicago. Michelle's father, Frazier Robinson, worked at the water filtration plant. He used to take the family on long drives in his small Buick. They would squeeze themselves in the car as if they were astronauts sitting in a capsule. Michelle's mother, Marianne Robinson, always stood up for her kids. Yet, she never attempted to overmanage them. She gave them the space to grow into the adults they were meant to be, and that showed up in the way she dealt with even the minor situations. When Michelle and her brother became teenagers, for example, their mother never set a curfew for them. Instead, she asked them, "What's a reasonable time for you to be home?" And she let them make their own decisions. When Michelle's family first moved to their neighborhood, most of the residents were white, so there was diversity at the schools. But over time, families kept moving away. Many neighborhood businesses closed, and schools were no longer able to provide good facilities for their students. By the time Michelle reached the seventh grade, real estate developers had labeled the neighborhood as ghetto, as almost all its residents were black. Feelings of hopelessness prevailed in the atmosphere, and people felt that their lives were going nowhere. Despite all that, Michelle's mother didn't surrender to the negativity. She became an active member of the PTA at Michelle's school. She gathered funds for new classroom equipment, and she pushed for the school to be a better place. Princeton. After high school, Michelle got accepted to Princeton. At first, college life was shocking to Michelle, as she was a black woman in a campus dominated by white men. But soon, Michelle found a community where she belonged, the community of Third World Center, which aimed to support students of color. Michelle and her group of African American and Latino friends gathered every night at dinner to talk about their days and to support each other through the challenges they faced. They were comfortable being on the margins of Princeton's society because they found company in one another. The administration at Princeton may have been hoping to create a harmonious community where people of all colors mingled together smoothly. But Michelle, just like every other member of a minority group, needed to belong. To this day, colleges are trying harder and harder to embrace diversity. This is a noble goal, but it's far out of reach as long as white students outnumbered students of color on the campus. Meeting Obama. After Princeton, Michelle decided for her next step to be Harvard Law School. In 1988, she graduated and returned to Chicago to work at Sidley and Austin Law Firm. Part of Michelle's job there was to meet with law students who would be joining the firm's summer internship as summer associates and to give them advice. Little did she know that doing that, she'd be meeting her future husband. Barack came to Sidley and Austin as a summer associate. While he was 3 years older than Michelle, he hadn't yet graduated because he had taken a few years off before college to do some work. When Michelle met Barack, she found no advice to give him. On the contrary, people at the firm wanted to take his opinion on whatever they were doing. Michelle and Barack found that they had a lot in common, and quickly, their relationship turned into a romantic one, and in October 1992, they got married. Career moves. Michelle hated being a lawyer. Although she worked too hard, she never felt satisfied or fulfilled by what she did. After her father's death, Michelle learned that life was too short and she felt it was time for her to make a move. She didn't want to spend the rest of her life writing contracts or defending corporate trademarks. She sent letters introducing herself to all foundations, community-oriented nonprofits, and universities in Chicago. Eventually, she met Valerie Jarrett, who offered Michelle the chance to work at the office of the mayor of Chicago, Richard Daley. That job at the mayor's office was Michelle's first step toward working for the community. After several years, she moved to another position as executive director at Public Allies, an initiative that offered young people intensive training and mentorship in order to prepare them for making a career in public service. Michelle loved her new job so much as it gave her the chance to make a difference in people's lives. Family versus politics. In 1996, Barack was offered his first opportunity to join the world of politics. There was an open seat in Illinois State Senate, and Barack could run. At the beginning, Michelle was skeptic. However, she didn't try to stop him or to influence his decisions in any way. In fact, she supported him during his campaign and until he was elected. Michelle and Barack have always been a busy couple, but with Barack becoming a politician, their lives got even more complicated. On July 4, 1998, Michelle gave birth to her first daughter, Malia Ann Obama. A few months later, Barack was re-elected at the Senate, and he was also considering running for Congress. All that put a lot of strain on the family. Although Barack did his best to be there for his newborn time and time again, he was forced to choose between family and politics. At Christmas of 1999, Barack and Michelle were visiting their family at Hawaii when Barack was asked to return to Illinois for an unplanned Senate session. But unexpectedly, Malia got a fever. Barack chose to stay with his family and to skip the meeting. Unfortunately, that made him an object of criticism in the media, and his character as a politician was put in question. Suddenly, everyone seemed to forget the good things Barack had done at the Senate. All he was getting was criticism and low blows to his reputation. Eventually, he lost the elections. In 2001, Michelle gave birth to her second daughter, Natasha Marianne Obama. It wasn't easy for Michelle to be a working mother and to be married to someone as busy as Barack was. But with dedicated effort, the couple overcame many challenges. Barack got back to his political gravitas, and in 2004, he became a U.S. Senator. The White House. When Barack first considered running for Illinois State Senate in 1996, Michelle was skeptic. But when there was talk of Barack running for the 2008 presidential elections, she became terrified. All Michelle wanted was to give her family a normal life, but she knew her husband had it in him to become the president, and she knew he could get great things in such position. So she stood up by her husband during his campaign and until he was sworn in as the President of the United States, POTUS. When the family first moved to the White House, Malia was 10 and Natasha was only 7, so Michelle's first concern was how to provide them a normal life. Months before Inauguration Day, Michelle traveled to Washington to look for suitable schools. Not only did she have to consider the school's academics and culture, she also had to keep in mind Secret Service protocols and how they applied at every school. Inside the White House, Michelle set some ground rules for her daughters. They still had to make up their own beds, but they were allowed to run and play freely around the place. Michelle debated a lot with Secret Service in order to create a system that would keep the girls safe while allowing them to go out to mingle with friends. Yes, the girls could go to their friends' birthday parties, but first, Secret Service had to stop by to do a security sweep. The First Lady. Being the First Lady is not a job. It doesn't have defined tasks and it doesn't come with a paycheck. Still, Michelle decided to use the power of being the First Lady to have an active role in her community. One of the most known initiatives Michelle started was Let's Move campaign for promoting healthy eating and exercise to children. 6,000 salad bars were installed in school cafeterias. Chefs were recruited to help serve a tasty and healthy school lunches. Walmart agreed to reduce the prices of fresh produce and to cut back on the added sugar, salt, and fat in their products. In addition, Michelle and Barack pushed for a child nutrition bill through Congress in order to expand children's access to healthy food. Let Girls Learn was another initiative Michelle started with the help of her husband. The Obamas understood that by educating girls, they can build healthier families, stronger communities, and a brighter future for everyone. Unfortunately, around the world, 98 million young girls were forbidden from getting proper education. Some of them had to work in order to bring income to their families. Others lived in isolated areas with no schools. The goal of Let Girls Learn initiative was to help these girls get access to education. Michelle also played a role in supporting military families and sharing their stories through Joining Forces, an initiative that she started with the help of Dr. Jill Biden. The initiative aimed to provide military families with employment resources, educational programs, and access to wellness programs that tackled the most critical issues these families faced. A new beginning. On January 20, 2017, Barack greeted his successor, President Donald Trump. And for the last time, Michelle and Barack walked out of the White House and toward a new beginning, a new life that didn't relate to politics whatsoever. Looking back, Michelle takes pride in everything she and Barack accomplished as the first family, and even more pride in what they accomplished as parents, how they raised two wonderful daughters. By the time Barack left office, Malia had graduated from high school, and Natasha was about to follow her. While Michelle will always care for America, she announced that she won't run for office. Despite spending 8 years as the First Lady, she never really liked politics, and she'd rather spend her life helping the community in other ways.